these parashas, Achimos Kedoshim, have a lot in common. The Yonim of Kedusha. The Arayas are mentioned both in Achimos. The Lavin, for the most part, are there. And in Kedoshim, it's mostly the Onesh, but a couple of Lavin as well. And in between, the Torah begins Kedoshim with Kedoshim Tiyu. How do you understand Kedoshim Tiyu? Rashi comments, Perushim min ha'rayis u'min ha'veira. Shekol mokam shatamotzi geder erva atamotzi kedusha. Isha zona b'chalola an yeshem mekadishka. V'yichal zaro an yeshem mekadisho. Kedoshim yiyu, isha zona b'chalola. So Rashi seems to focus Kedoshim Tiyu backwards on the section just before, which discusses the arayis. Rashi does add min ha'veira, but Rashi seems to focus primarily on Yom of Arayis, as Rashi quotes the various psukim where the Torah mentions Kedusha in contrast to Averis of Arayis, be it sometimes it's not Chai Dekrisis, be Chai Deladin, but basically Yom of Ishus. And that's what Kedusha is. As opposed to saying that Kedoshim Tiyu reflects what comes afterwards in the Parsha of Kedoshim, which is not Yom of necessarily of Arayis and Ishus and the like. Of course, we all know the famous Ramban, which is something which you should read and reread. We once did a hoshir on it, we read it carefully. The Ramban's sheet of Kedoshim Tiyu is a very broad mandate about how a person has to approach Avodas Hashem in general, to try to think about not just what the Torah specifically forbade, but also what the Torah is really looking to accomplish beyond the actual letter of the law, but to be able to go beyond when necessary to create siyagim in order for a person to attain Kedusha. Now, just a little bit about Rashi. There's a lot of discussion in various mafarshim in Rashi, and I want to share something of the Maral here. Maral says something quite interesting. It's both here on the Rashi in Kedoshim, and also on a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. When you think about Kedusha, we can think about two ideas. Talk about Kedusha in a form of Kumba Asay, right? Mitzvah Samakadishas, Kachenu b'mitzvosach, Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvosav. Every time you make a bracha before doing a mitzvah, the Nusach Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvosav. And we understand very well that you eat matzah on Pesach, you eat nesuk on Sukkis, you shake a lulav, you hear the shofar. A ma'isa mitzvah is not just a formal act that involves the physical body, but there's something transcendent about it. Because Shporuch Hu is mitzava us with mitzvahs, and we perform mitzvahs, and we attain Kedusha through mitzvahs. The Ramach Ivarim, Keneged, the Ramach Mitzvahs Asay, and the mitzvahs infuse Kedusha within us. What about the notion of Lavin? There are Shasa Lavin in the Torah. What's the relationship between Kedusha and when a person abstains from doing something wrong, from doing an Aveira, from eating Chametz on Pesach, from eating Nevela, from, here we have Arayis, and what is the relationship between Kedusha and not doing an Aveira? Torah says avoid something, avoid a particular behavior. That's something the Maral talks about in a couple of places. Now, here Rashi says that Kedoshim Tiyu has to do with Prisha Min Ha'arayis. So that means, sounds like it means that specifically the Nyanim of Arayos, when a person is poresh from vinyanim having to do with isurim of arayis, those types of prohibitions, the very exercise of restraint brings kedusha. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. What about a person who exercises restraint not to eat nevela? Now, we all know that a person doesn't do an aveira, so to the extent that there was a nisayon, and a person was omed b'nisayon, so the Gemara tells us that a person gets schar, like as if he did a mitzvah. Ba dvar aver liyado, and you overcame the temptation, the schar. Schar, I understand. But what about the notion of kedusha? To what extent is kedusha a function of a person who is able to be only b'nisayon when it comes to averus in general? There is the pasuk in Mishpatim, the anshei kodesh tiyun li uvasar basade treifa lo sochelu lakelav tashlichu nosa. So the Torah prefaces an iser of treifa, this is not arayis, with the introduction uvasar kodesh tiyun li. Rashi says, "Im atem kedoshim uprushim mishikutzei nevelos utreifos harei atem shali ve'imlav einachem shali." So it sounds like being Polish from mishikutzei nevelos utreifos is defined as kedusha. This is also the mashmos of the pasuk in the end of Parsha Shemini, by the Parsha Machos Asuros, where you have there isurim of shkatzim urumasim, and Torah says, so what I want to understand is the relationship between Kedusha and Averis in general, the relationship between Kedusha and Averis such as Arayis. Now here Rashi accentuates the Inyan of Arayis. Prisha, the Minyanim of Arayis, is defined as Kedusha. But yet we see all these other psukim that seem to associate Kedusha with being poorish from other things, not Dafka Arayis. So, the truth is, leaving the Maral out for a second, the truth is that one could take the view, maybe this is Machokas, the Krichemda, the Parshas Vayishlach, seems to be from Machokas Rishonim, because Ketosis and about it, Megel, Yen of Chinuch, Chinuch Ketanim, Mitzvah Losa say, is it going to Chinuch or not? One could take the side that really any time a person is Omed Ben Yisayim of any kind, not to do the wrong thing, that's Kedusha. That gives you Kedusha. I found out there are in the Sfasemes. Dafka here also, Nachri Mos. The Sfasemes is Medaik the following in the Pasuk in Nachri Mos. It says twice, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in two psukim, one after the other. It says, Daber, this is the beginning of Pasha Sarais. Daber Bnei Yisrael, Dafka Yisrael, Daber Yisrael, Marta Lehem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So it starts before Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then again it says again Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Sfasemes, this is tough Reish Samach Aleph. Mamshichim koach elokus al yidei shmiras lo sase. Kimasi eretz mitzrayim lo sasu. So that's being mamshich kedusha on oneself through shmira and lo sase. The al yidei mitzvah sase, that's the second time. Es chukosai, es mishpatei tasu, that's positive mitzvahs. Ves chukosai tishmiru, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kid'isa the Gemara. Haba avera liyada v'lo asa, quotes that Gemara. Person had the opportunity to do an avera and overcame the impulse. Nosum l'schar ka'ose mitzvah. Kimo sha'al yidei ha-mitzvahs mamshichim kedusha. So the Sfasemes is not linking this specifically to Arayis. This is a general principle. Just like you mamshich kedusha on oneself through doing mitzvahs, kimo kin ha-yidei sur meira. And he says, the pasuk talks about Arayis, and we know the Arayis have the penalty of the nichrisa, which means that the kesher, the dveikus, is cut off. Person is nishma me-arayis, yozochet to dveikus. But for the Sfasemes, it's not dafka arayis. This is a notion that's true in general, that to the extent that a person is poresh from aveira, they are mamshech kedusha in themselves. Now, the Maral has a more nuanced approach to it, because remember, the Rashi is koveh here in Kedoshim, that kedusha is defined by prisham and harayis. And then here we have various psukim that seem to suggest that kedusha is associated with being nizar and all kinds of aveiras. So Maral says he saw both in Parshas Mishpatim, and also here he alludes to it in Parshas Kedoshim. Let's start with Parshas Mishpatim. So Rashi comments there, as we read before, Matam Kedoshim Uprusim Shikutsim Vedelsit Trefus, so then you're Kodesh. I, Rashi says in Kedoshim that it's only regarding Arayis, that's Kedusha. And then he asked in the other places, the Pesukim Shemini, Zakta Maral, the following Chiluk, Satul Chiluk. That which Rashi says here in Kedoshim, that when you find a Geder Erva, you find Kedusha, what he means is that the Prisha Me Arayis and Yonim of Arayis is Ba'atma Kedusha. That exercise and restraint in Yonim like this is directly Mosif Kedusha in the person. Al yidei prishas erva hu nasa kadosh. Al yidei prishas shkutzin nevelos ein nasa kadosh. It doesn't directly contribute to building kedusha when you don't eat the cheeseburger. Rather, what's the pshat in all these psukim? The pshat is the following: that a person would be nechshel in the avera, then they lose kedusha. So, if you want to remain with the kedusha that you have, and not to fall, not to slip, then make sure to be nizer, not to eat nevela, not to do whatever avera. So it comes out, as Maral puts it, ain't prishas shikutse nevelos goreim rakshu nishorim v'kdushasa. So it comes out, that's the Maral svar, that dafka, the inyan of arayis, brings with it that the amida b'nisayon is directly a contributing factor to building kedusha, whereas with other inyanim, it's that you didn't trip, maybe you held on to what you had. And he explains why it is, because the yates of a person is very, very intense, more than any other type of thing, the impulse of erva, and therefore being parosh from that erva may be kedusha. Person doesn't have the same natural taiva to the same extent, it's a whole different world, a whole different league, for yonim of nevelus and so on. Therefore, the priesthood is not maybe kedusha, it's maimid also be kedusha. Then he adds, maybe he backtracks a little bit. He says, "Yeshlama od shako prishas erva kedusha av prishas shkatzem busha gamkin kedusha eno kedusha gemura." Now he sees it in terms of degree. Kimoshi prishas arayis. Okay, but the first part I think is interesting as well, and that's what he echoes over here in parshas kedusha. It's important to realize that, you know, a lot of times this is a cloud in life. You a person doesn't mess up, right? A person avoids doing the wrong thing. So we don't always give ourselves enough credit for it, because, okay, just take it for granted. You have to realize that alone is an accomplishment. First of all, just the fact the person didn't slip, to hold your own, that's an accomplishment. There's an avoda there, and there's schar for it. Maybe that may not be enough to build kedusha, but that's something never to take for granted. That's something to constant struggle. I once heard someone quote the name of the Brisker Rav, that he said his pastor, the Brisker Rav, this memra. But I didn't hear it. That, you know, in a sefer. But to him, the greatest accomplishment that he felt he could boast about, if you could put it that way, his whole way, how he looked in life, is that he wasn't mekalkel. More or less, that's what I heard someone quote the Brisker Rav. In other words, his concern was, you know, there's so many things that can go wrong, and he wanted to make sure that he wasn't mekalkel. So that's something to recognize in the Avodas Hashem, that we should be able to say that we weren't mekalkel. But then again, there's inyanim, here specifically the Maral says, inyanim of arayis, is that the very exercise of this, of being omid b'nisayon, can itself build kedusha, which is already a madrega above that, where the person actually grows through the struggle. And then, of course, the more the person is involved with mitzvah say, and that's where the ikar, building a kedusha, comes. But you make, but again, to the extent that there's a barrier, the person is not omid b'nisayon, in whatever area, and then person vinitmeisam bam, like it says by shkachim or masim, then the kedusha can't really take effect because of the barriers. So really, in a certain sense, everything has a role. Even though, according to the Maral, there's a hierarchy. Not being nichshol in eating a cheeseburger is not Daryati building Kedusha. But if a person who been eating a cheeseburger, then whatever you're going to do to try to build Kedusha is somehow going to be built on a faulty premise without a foundation. Because a person is already sinking in the mud with all the other problems, and then they're trying to build Kedusha. So there has to be a certain serious experience in not being the Kalka. I always think as a mashal, you know, a person, how many people here do proofreading? We have done proofreading on whatever it is, you know, your paper, someone else's paper, whatever. So everyone will notice when you miss something, right? When there's a mistake, right? They point to it, right? How do you write that word? You know, spell check didn't get it because it's a word also, but it's the wrong word, right? But of course, if you got it all right, now it's not wonderful, it's all right, but who's going to give you credit for it? Because it was just, you're the unsung hero because you made sure there are no mistakes. But the fact is that if something is imperfect, it's imperfect. So being able to proofread, being able to check that there weren't mistakes, is an avodah rabbah. But you can't stop with that. The Sfasemis says there is Kedusha in that too. Maral says that generally speaking, all sases are not themselves the direct cause of building Kedusha. However, when it comes to Inyanim Varai, it's clear, yes, because here the Prisha itself is building Kedusha. But then certainly when we talk about the Inyanim that are, you know, more pronounced in Kedusha, and the Torah speaks about Kashen Mitzvosecha, and in a certain sense, maybe many of the mitzvahs in Kedoshim in that respect, then obviously that would be the real ultimate goal. But you can't get to the ultimate goal if you're not also doing the hard legwork that allows for those things that are directly contributing to Kedusha to do their thing and to impact on a person in that regard as well. Good Shabbos, everybody.